And now we go to a string bass player. It's always fun when these competitions happen because we get every possible instrument competing, and I don't think we've had a string bass winner, but you're going to understand pretty soon why we do have a string bass winner. Nathaniel de la Cruz is a native of Peru, although he has been studying in this country, so we'll find out more about that. And he has quite an interesting piece. It harkens back to the first composer we heard today, and that's Paganini. This is a piece, four string bass, called Nine Variations on Paganini. You're going to hear a really famous Paganini tune used in this. It's by a bass player named Frank Proto. And again, Nathaniel de la Cruz is joined by Diana Pratt for this solo. Back to our studio and Nine Variations on Paganini.
Thank you.
Obviously, live performance from our studio, and we're so glad that it is Nathaniel de la Cruz, the string bass player, playing 9 variants on Paganini by Frank Proto, with improv by Frank Proto, and again joined by Diana Pratt as pianist in this pretty amazing display of bass playing. Wow, thank you so much, Nathaniel. That's really lovely.
Thank you so much, and first of all, I want to express my gratitude for having me today and talk about a little bit of the piece and about my career.
Yeah, and we're certainly going to do that. And first about the piece, it's called 9 Variants, and we heard the variations. Then it says with improv. Was it a true improv in that those that was created by you, or was that created by Frank Proto?
Yeah, well, Frank Proto leaves some space to improvise in the piece, and also the 9th variation is written usually by the performer. And the piece actually has a lot of lines that allow you to explore into what lines could be used and what things that could be added. Actually, mainly the part that I improvised was by all by myself. And the cadenza, of course, I took elements from other players, other performers, even my former teacher, Marcos. He had some really great ideas that I actually put into the cadenza I'm playing. And also the Paganini variations on by Starker, the cellist, mm-hmm. was a really good reference for me. But those are the elements that I used to put on the cadenza.
That my guest Nathaniel De La Cruz, who was just playing that. And you started out your musical life not as a bass player, as a pianist?
Right. I started as a pianist at the age of 6 with my father. And at the age of 15, when I was actually in high school, I a small symphony orchestra, a children's orchestra, a children's and youth symphony orchestra was founded, and nobody wanted to try the bass because it was a big instrument. And I decided to give it a try because I was also doing gigs with Latin music, playing electric bass, and I was doing recordings and stuff. And so the director of that orchestra saw that I could play electric, and he suggested I should try the bass, and the double bass. And I tried it, and I really liked it. But interestingly enough is that when I was a little younger, maybe, let's say, 8, 9 years old, my father once told me, if there is one string instrument that I would like you to play, it would be the double bass. Then years later, my mom reminded me of that. I was like, yeah, that's true. And now I'm a bass player, and I'm pursuing a career as a bass player nowadays. And ever since, you know, I had this strong connection with bass. And it was a huge inspiration also because I moved out to Lima. And I have my current teacher, Carolyn Rotaru, who's one of the leading double bass players in the whole world right now. I had him as an inspiration. And of course, nowadays it's like a dream came true because I'm studying with him. I'm his teaching assistant at Arizona State University, and it's quite rewarding. Also, and my former teacher, also Marcos Machado, another great player, has influenced a lot on my playing, a lot of my approach, and I guess both of them have been my heroes. Yeah. a great source of inspiration, of course.
When I read between the lines of your piano playing, your gig playing when you were playing electric bass, now your bass playing here, you're kind of the whole musician. I assume that you do both classical music and jazz, for instance, do you?
Yes, I don't do much jazz, but I did a little bit of Latin jazz and a lot of salsa while I was a pianist. And currently in Arizona, I am called sometimes to play with the Cuban band, and in fact, I played at important venues in Phoenix for jazz, and I found myself doing things that I would never expect. Mm-hmm. You know, doing solos on the bass with Latin jazz. I would do more Latin jazz on the piano than the bass, but one day I found myself doing a Latin jazz solo on the bass, which I didn't expect it was going to happen because they just call my name on stage, as you know, in jazz, you know, they just...
So no choice, you got to do it.
Yeah, you just got to do it. So the public liked it, and it was really interesting, actually, to see what I could do. But yeah, I do a lot of Latin music in general. I listen to all kinds of music in general. Because in my house, I didn't grow up listening to classical music entirely. Mainly it was folk music from Peru and Latin styles like salsa, cumbia, and all those things.
And at some point in your career so far, you've crossed paths with Dudamel. What's it like to play with Dudamel conducting?
Oh, Gustavo Dudamel is a tremendous conductor. He's such an inspirational person. An inspiring person. He's humble, and he communicates the music in a way that is not only makes the orchestra play better, but also connects the orchestra and gets the end result. Like, the end result is just fantastic, both the orchestra and the audience. it's amazing how he works, and such a warm guy, such a fun person to talk about. And he just not only talks about music, he talks about everything else in life, history, and salsa. As a Venezuelan, he loves salsa too. And yeah, very, very fun to play with him, and also playing with Venezuelan players right now. Yeah. They're having a little bit of a hard situation.
Yeah, no so kidding.
Yeah. At the time, I was in Caracas, beautiful place and a beautiful experience in general.
Nathaniel De La Cruz, the bass player. I wish we could keep talking, but we have a singer waiting for us. But thank you for the lovely playing and for coming to our area. It was a real honor to hear you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.